Unit 12. Inclusion for Innovation. Toshiya Kakiuchi, founder of the Osaka-based Miraido Incorporated, has a vision for a barrier-free society. He has been confined to a wheelchair for most of his life. Instead of using his disability as an excuse for not succeeding in life, he views it as his greatest strength. His mission in life is to transform barriers, disabilities, into value for individuals with disabilities and society as a whole. He calls this guiding principle barrier value. Mr. Kakiuchi believes that everyone, to a certain degree, has mental or physical challenges throughout the course of their lives. Rather than succumbing to the negative aspects of their impairments, people can draw strength by overcoming them. Specifically, individuals with disabilities have unique insights and abilities that they have developed as a result of being disabled. His company is focused on developing these talents and making the rest of the non-disabled world aware that people with disabilities have a lot to offer society. As a consulting firm, Miraido Incorporated provides universal design supervision, product development, and education and training that incorporates the perspectives of people with disabilities. One of their activities is to administer universal manners tests to determine how aware people and corporations are of issues concerning the elderly and disabled. They offer training and lectures to provide basic tips and knowledge for communicating with the elderly and disabled. As of 2020, about 100,000 people in 600 companies have taken this training. In a Japan Times interview, Mr. Kakiuchi noted, "People with disabilities currently account for about 8% of Japan's population. But the legal requirement is only to have 2.3% of employees be people with disabilities. That requirement should be raised to 8%. Unless employers gain more opportunities to interact with this important segment of the population, communication and mutual understanding will remain difficult." When asked what message he wants to convey most to business people in Japan, Mr. Kakiuchi said, "I believe that diversity for diversity's sake doesn't make much sense. Diversity needs a clear purpose. That's why instead of diversity and inclusion, our company advocates for inclusion for innovation. Not only should there be more disabled people in the workforce, their unique talents should be recognized and utilized to the fullest as well." Mr. Kakiuchi has been promoting the idea that Japan is in a unique position to tackle the challenges that the elderly face. He notes that other countries will also be facing these challenges in the future. He believes that the Japanese people should reinterpret these challenges as newfound values. Just as craftsmanship is a pride-worthy art in Japan, universal design can become a model that Japan can promote in the world. As a leader in technological innovation and design, Japan should focus on developing facilities, products, and services that benefit all people, regardless of nationality, age, gender, or ability. Keeping in mind the concepts of universal accessibility, usability, and convenience. Mr. Kakiuchi is dedicated to designing the future of Japan and the world through universal design, based on the concept of barrier value. He sees a bright future for Japan through inclusion for innovation.